It's another Speaking of Schools coming your way from the South Carolina Department of Education. Great to have you aboard this week. We've got a couple of conversations we think you'll enjoy as we have conversations each week here at this website, bringing you the podcast Speaking of Schools. Today, we're going to be talking with Ken DeBerry from South Carolina Educational Television. We're just a couple of days away from a big program that comes out each year, each January, on SCETV, and it'll be this Wednesday evening, and it's called Making College Affordable. Great information for parents, for high school juniors and seniors about financial aid for higher education. And then after we hear from Ken, we're going to hear from Dr. Peggy Torrey. Dr. Torrey is with the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness. She is working most closely with a group called Transform SC, and they have a conference coming up entitled Think Forward, and you'll hear about some of the forward thinking that's going on with the council as well as Transform SC as we get into today's podcast. So that's our lineup. Glad you could be with us. We are Speaking of Schools. It's one of the most eagerly anticipated ETV productions to come out each year. Parents and high school juniors and seniors look forward to Making College Affordable, and that's going to be coming up Wednesday evening on SCETV. Ken DeBerry is here to talk with us about it. Ken, welcome to Speaking of Schools, and I think you've been around a long time with ETV, and Making College Affordable is one of those more popular programs, as well as being very informative.
It is, Doug. Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for an hour, we'll have financial professionals and financial aid experts from colleges, universities, schools, and state agencies on set to talk about applying for financial aid, what the steps are, updating changes for parents and students that the federal government may have instituted over the past year. And this will be for juniors and seniors or any students who are this information will be pertinent to any student who may be enrolling in school the next school year, 2016 through 17. The information is always informative. We try to make it compact into an hour, but there's so much information that we end up putting a lot of it on our website. The website is scetv.org/Carolina Classrooms. And we invite people beginning now and throughout the program to send questions they may have for our financial aid experts. And the email address is carolinaclassrooms@scetv.org.
Yeah, it's a live program, so like Ken said, you can go ahead and start asking your questions now or wait and see how the program starts flowing and get in touch with them at carolinaclassrooms@scetv.org. And also, as Ken said, there is so much information here. Should you miss it, it will repeat on the South Carolina channel on January 28th at 8:30. And a need for that as well, because a lot of times folks can't get there or forget to set their VCR up to tape it.
Yeah, we encourage people to tape this and record it on your DVR, share it with others, and keep it as a resource for the entire summer and into the fall when you're filling out your information and talking with schools. We'll also have it available on our website at scetv.org/Carolina Classrooms. It'll be should be available also through the new ETV app that you can download and check out. You can certainly watch the live program through the app if you happen not to be at home. So there's a lot of information packed into this hour. We encourage people to again, record it, take notes, and think now about questions you might have, because if you have a question, others will have it as well. And if you can get it to us, we can try to provide the answer during the program.
Yeah, it's still being structured, I would guess, as to what the questions are going to be. So right now might be a great opportunity to get those questions in so that they can get direct answers for you on the program, the hour-long program that comes up January 27th. That's Wednesday evening from 7 until 8. And as Ken said earlier as well, there's a lot of changes each year, particularly, and everybody knows, is when you're dealing with federal government forms and things of that nature, there's a lot of change that takes place. So be sure to see this latest edition of Making College Affordable. It's a Carolina Classrooms production coming up Wednesday evening on SCETV at 7 o'clock. Ken, anything you'd like to add now to what we've already said about the upcoming program?
just we encourage people to watch again. We appreciate the support that people are giving the program. Carolina Classrooms airs monthly during the school year, and you can catch all of our episodes past on the website. Again, it's scetv.org/Carolina Classrooms.
And once again, you can get those questions in, email them to carolinaclassrooms@scetv.org. Ken DeBerry with South Carolina Educational Television, one of the key players in making college affordable. And he's with us today on Speaking of Schools to talk about this informative program, the importance of this program, and it comes up Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, Doc.
Think Forward is the name of the Transform South Carolina Spring Conference, or Transform SC Spring Conference. They've been thinking forward for a number of years, and we're going to learn about this conference and learn a lot more about Transform SC as we talk today with Dr. Peggy Torrey. Peggy's Director of Education and Workforce Initiatives with the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness. She's with us this morning, and Peggy, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us on Speaking of Schools.
Thank you, Doug. We're glad to have this opportunity.
Well, I know that this is the third year that Transform SC's annual conference has been going on. But before we get into the conference, let's learn a little bit about the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness and the arm that of the council that you are in charge of, and that is the Director of Education and Workforce Initiatives. Give us a little bit about that relationship, if you will.
Sure, Doug. The council was formed over 10 years ago by businesses across the state to really raise the level of competitiveness in our state. The council as a whole does that in three different ways. We have cluster formation, so industry clusters. One of our premier clusters right now is the aerospace cluster. We do actionable research. And then we also have the education and workforce initiatives. We realized early on that economic development was never going to be sustainable in South Carolina unless we really attended to our human capital infrastructure, which is education and workforce. So the council has always had this arm, and we have several initiatives, one of which is Transform SC.
Okay, and Transform SC is what we're talking about here. They're Thinking Forward, and that's the name of their spring conference, Think Forward. Give us a little bit of information about the conference. I guess the first thing we would ask is, who would you be directing this to? I know last year was a lot of higher education folks and folks in local school districts. Who all might be interested in attending?
Like last year, Doug, we really have a very broad audience. Last year, we had over 700 people that attended. We had 72 of our over 80 districts in South Carolina attending, educators from those districts. We had 11 higher ed institutions that were represented. We had legislators. We had a number of business leaders. And we had a lot of policymakers and people from nonprofits. So it really is a broad audience.
Sounds as though it is, that with the lineup that you gave us there. You've got breakout sessions in the morning. You've got a keynote address coming. What will the breakout sessions consist of?
We have three tracks this year, and of course people can cross over, it's certainly no problem, but we're focusing on these three themes primarily, soft skills, business engagement, and transformational models of learning. Under the soft skills breakouts, we have a number of both districts and businesses that are working in that. We have Spartanburg Sevens, Russell Booker, who is going to talk with us about the way they actually use the Gallup poll to look at hope and engagement in their district. We'll have a number of folks from NewTek, the model of high school that is used in several places around the state, including Brooklyn Casey. They will be presenting together on the way they teach, assess, and report on soft skills. We'll have someone from Lexington One that will be talking about their report cards on soft skills that include grades on persistence and time management. We'll have Lexington Five there talking about their pilot with Michael Bush Learning, and they are looking at soft skills assessment across the spectrum. We also have a track on business engagement. We'll have a business panel with representatives from Boeing, Cummins, Palmetto Health, SCANA, and perhaps the Manufacturers Association, talking about what they look for in employees and how they assess for those skills. We'll have people from three schools talking about how they engage businesses with their schools, and we call that one Not Your Average Career Day because they really go beyond that. We'll have Next High School there, and that session really crosses two categories. Business actually develops the curriculum for Next High School, and so they'll be talking about how they did that. Next also will be part of our transformational model track, showing ways to just completely not reform but transform education. We'll have Lexington 4 talking about how they have built an entire culture of innovation and are working toward a competency-based progression diploma. We'll have a principal from New Hampshire talking about competency-based progression in a high school there. And then we'll have a student panel that will really reflect on how all of the changes in the schools across our network have prepared them for their next step in life.
Well, it sounds like one of the most difficult things about the day might be choosing exactly which one of those tracks that you're going to be following.
Absolutely. I'm going to have trouble with that myself.
We're talking with Dr. Peggy Torrey, who is the Director of Education and Workforce Initiatives with South Carolina's Council on Competitiveness. Brandon Busteed is the keynote speaker. He'll kick that off first thing that morning of March 17th at the conference. How about a little background on Brandon?
Sure. Brandon is the Executive Director of Education and Workforce Development for the Gallup Corporation. And as you know, they survey literally all over the world. In fact, they've surveyed in every country except two around the world. And he's going to be talking about connecting education to jobs and job creation and shifting from knowledge mastery to emotional engagement in education. He really feels that many, both educators and students, have become disengaged in the process. And so their poll looks at that, and he is going to talk about ways to re-engage. So we're excited about his participation.
Yeah, and that word educonomy will come into play there as
exactly.
Brandon in his keynote address that will be at 8:45 that morning. Well, a forward thinker there for Think Forward, the theme of the Transform SC Spring Conference coming March 17th. Peggy, some information now about registration and everything about the conference, because as you've already outlined, the different tracks are going to be something that people will have to choose from. So where can more information be obtained?
Details and registration are available at a website that is www.sccompetes.org/transformsc. And if you go there, you can register for the event. You can see everything about it, you know, cost and all of the different tracks and all the different information. So would you like me to give that to you one more time?
Yeah, let's hear it again.
Okay. All right. It's www.sccompetes.org/transformsc.
And while we're at it, you might as well tell us where this is going to be. I don't believe we've touched on that yet.
Certainly. It's at the Columbia Convention Center.
All right, right where it was last year, the Columbia Convention Center. Dr. Peggy Torrey, Director of Education and Workforce Initiatives with South Carolina's Council on Competitiveness, here with us on Speaking of Schools, talking about the March 17th Transform SC Spring Conference titled Think Forward. And Peggy, thanks so much for your time. It's a pleasure always to talk with you. We look forward to a little bit more of information about the Spring Conference as it gets closer. And again, thank you so much for your time.
Greg, thank you. We sure appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you there.
And thanks once again, Peggy Torrey, Director of Education and Workforce Initiatives with the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness, and also Kendi Berry. Ked with SCETV and provided us with a lot of information there about Wednesday's upcoming Making College Affordable, a conference as well as a telecast that you don't want to miss. And we featured both of them today on our Speaking of Schools podcast. It comes from the South Carolina Department of Education. My name is Doug Keel, and it's my pleasure to be here with you each week as we explore education topics around the state of South Carolina. We, of course, will have another podcast for you next week. We hope that you can be with us, and today we thank you for the pleasure of your company and invite you to be back with us next week. We'll be Speaking of Schools.